These words were here many, many times in the divine liturgy and in all the services, at the end of actually every tinyan. Let us commit ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God. Let's try to pay attention to these words. Again, let us commit ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God. We're asking that. But all the, throughout all the services, we're always to do that. Well, of course, the saints have committed themselves and all their life to Christ and to other people. The perfect example, of course, is the Saint Seraphim Sarovsky, to the point. Saint Seraphim Sarovsky had truly, after committing himself, he had given himself his own will up to the Lord, all totally, and thus acquired the grace of the Holy Spirit, through which he had acquired the perfect gift of the grace of the Holy Spirit, which is love. Simple as that. He had loved God, that those who have seen him saw him shine as a star already here on earth. Those who seen him pray saw him being raised off the floor and standing on the air. And he was able to stand for 1,000 days and 1,000 nights on a rock and pray ceaselessly. For that, of course, he could do only because he had committed himself totally to the Lord. He's telling us that work on your salvation. And if we work on our salvation, then he says also, if you be saved, then thousands around you will be saved. Our purpose of this life is, Saint Seraphim Sarovsky says, many priests answer, many teachers answer different way, but he says the right way is to say that is the acquisition of the Holy Spirit. Because once you receive the Holy Spirit, then and only then you will enter the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is barred for us unless we receive the Holy Spirit. Today's reading we hear how the apostle explains what is the gift of the grace of God. May I have that passage which you prepared one? We know that we can do everything. Can, according to St. Paul also, we can let our bodies be burned. We can have faith that we can move mountains. We can prophesy. We can talk angelic languages. But we have no love. It is all for nothing. It really does not mean anything. It's not going to get you salvation. And it's not going to bring you to the kingdom of heaven for eternal life. These are the fruits of the Holy Spirit that the apostle writes today. The fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such as these there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh and with the affections and lusts. And if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit, writes the glorious apostle. So, repeat again. The fruits of the Holy Spirit first is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, meekness, and temperance. Against these things, beloved, we have to acquire. Do you see that you have it? Can you say that you do have the grace of God? You have all these things. I say to myself, and I wish you say everyone to yourself also, no, we do not have it. But do you want to have it? I answer for myself, yes, I want to have it very much so. And I want every one of you answer the same way to yourself. Yes, I do want to acquire the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The greatest of them is the love. I want to have the long suffering. I want to have the meekness. I want to be able to have my heart to be constantly contrived and humble, because then I know the promise is that God will not despise me. I want to run from that one thing that always separates me from God, and that is the pride. For God resists the proud. Saint Seraphim has given us many advices how to live. Gave beautiful, beautiful gems that we can utilize. He gives us rules and prayer. He gives us the rules of behavior. Main thing, of course, he has that great love, as he's shown like a star here on this earth. I want to share with you a special thing that always touched my heart. Take a hold of that little girl. What touched me especially to show the meekness of the heart of Saint Seraphim. That he was so shy, he didn't want to meet the people when they wanted to come and get advice from him. And he was literally hiding from them behind bushes, behind trees when he would come. Because he did not want to give advice. Not that he didn't love them, he loved them. But he was so shy, he had so much humility in himself, that he would rather have kept away. But he could never resist the children. He could never resist the children. And here many times we have a hard time with our children, especially in the church. And yet the Lord said, for these little ones, they have an angel up in the heaven that prays before the altar. And that for us to be very careful and very very cautious to make sure that we only guide them in the right way and bring them to the kingdom of heaven, not to push them away. So what happened, Saint Seraphim, the minute he saw children, he would come out from his hiding and he would get them gathered together and he would talk to them. Because in his heart, he had acquired that position as the Lord has stated for all of us to do. He says, unless you are like children, you are not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. And of course the grown-ups, they were smart and they figured it out very soon that if they would only take children with them and let the children run around and play, then Saint Seraphim would come out of his hiding and they'd be able to catch it. And that's what they did. Then once it was found out that they wouldn't go alone anymore into the forest looking for Saint Seraphim because they couldn't find him. But they took little children to go with them. And the little children's voices had softened, especially even more so, softened the heart. And he had so much compassion and love, especially for those innocent ones, that he could not resist, but he had to come out and talk to them. Isn't it beautiful? You know, the children are a great blessing for us. You know, the children that the Lord sends is a beautiful new souls, new lives, and that every one of them could be a saint and inherit the kingdom of heaven. Yet, of course, they can also bring us a great sorrow, and a great sorrow when we see that our children are going the wrong way, when they're walking away from God, and they do not want to love those things of God, which is touched by the grace of God. They do not want to have the peace, the patience, the long-suffering, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But they would rather walk in darkness. They would rather be unruly and be uptight all the time. Those, of course, children who bring a great sorrow to the parents. The Holy Fathers tell that the greatest punishment the parents can ever receive is to have unruly children. And today especially, I would have to share with you the hurts that I have. Unruly children is not only in a member of an immediate family, but unruly children is for the pastors of the children that he has in his parish. Many, many a times we find that the children do not want to listen to their parents. And the parents wants to, as a Russian expression, his kozhovy desire wants to pomoch. He comes out from his skin to try to help, to try to guide them in the right direction. And they just refuse. They just refuse to accept it. And they see only nothing but malice and nothing but, they have nothing but anger towards the father or the priest or a parent in the immediate family that tries to guide the children into the right path, onto that thorny, narrow path that will get them into the kingdom of heaven and give them the true joy, the true peace. Saint Sergei Charovsky had a beautiful talk which is written down with Matavila, whom he explained about the demons and how they attack the human beings. And one of the things that we have to understand, Saint Seraphim says, that the smallest of the demons is strong enough to overturn the whole world, put it upside down. The smallest demons. Saint Seraphim Sarovsky says, of course, according to the scripture, there are hordes and hordes of them. There are millions of them. And having such powerful enemies, we would surely go into depression. We'd surely then lose ourselves and say, well, we've got no choice. We can't combat that kind of a terror and strength. And yet, the Lord said that I've come to save you. From whom? From this terror. And there is nothing that Orthodox Christian has to be afraid of except the Lord, to break the commandment of the Lord, and to let himself be taken as a prisoner through his sinfulness, through the passion, into the clutches of the demons. One of the beautiful things about the Orthodox Christians is that they are fearless. There is no bombs, no bullets, nothing that this world has to offer that can ever take them away from the love of God. No physical torture, nothing can ever take them away from love of God. And there's the strength. And there's the heroes, real heroes. Those heroes were tortured and thwarted and their skin ripped off. For the Orthodox, all kinds of terrible things were done to the Orthodox, and they still shone like stars in heaven. And they still had never lost their composure, but they were at peace. And they loved God, and they thanked Him even for the tortures that they had to endure. Is this the example that we see today with us? No, beloved. We do not see that in one from one another. And the Holy Father says, don't look for an example from your neighbor, because surely you'll fall. Look for the example in the Lord. Look for the example in the saints. Remember how the Lord went on the cross and suffered. Remember how the saints and what they endured out of the love for the Lord. Remember what examples they gave of piety, of how they fasted, how they stood and prayed. Do not look at your neighbor, how your husband or wife or your children, or your even priests or bishops, how they behave. Do not look at those that you see before you. Look at those who are glorified already. There are your good examples. Then you'll never go wrong. You'll never get discouraged. The minute you're going to look at your neighbor, and you're going to spot the sins, for there is no man that lives in sin is not except the Lord Himself, the enemy will try to pull you away and say, huh, there is no real church, huh, there is no real piety, there is no sainthood. I don't even have to bother trying. That's the thoughts you get. And you might as well then just live with everybody else. Wrong. That's why the Holy Fathers also tell us, read the lives of saints. Here's a guy that Saint Seraphim Sarovsky gave to a mother that was looking for her daughter to get married. And the mother comes over to the Saint Seraphim and says, what kind of boy do I have to get for my daughter to be a good husband? And Saint Seraphim gave a very simple advice. He says, look only for two things. That boy is going to attend the services and is going to keep the fasting laws. That's all. Look for those two things. For somebody to attend the services and to keep the fasting laws. The attendance of the services is obedience, a sign of obedience to the church, and a possibility, a chance for a person to grow spiritually, to learn. For the church itself is Училище Благочестия, is a house of learning or piety. So, condition is for everyone, go to the church. The church will teach you how to live piously. And second condition, keep the fasting. For the fasting, to keep it properly, only the Lord knows whether you do or not. The fasting is not as simple to keep. Because the fasting is not only changing the food, but fasting with your eyes, with all your senses, with the ears, with your hands. Fasting is not only changing the food, but cutting down on the amount. Feeling the hunger. For the Lord says in the Gospel that those who hunger here are going to be satisfied later. Did you hear today's Gospel? Did you hear today's Gospels? And in today's Gospel, the words are, the Lord is telling us, those who hunger will be satisfied. Those who weep are going to rejoice. Those who are persecuted here, those who are being mistreated here, are going to have a greater reward in heaven. These are the things that we have to look for. So when Saint Seraphim, our beloved, was in the woods cutting wood, he was a very strong man. He was a very powerful. Physically, he had an axe in his hands. And kids, especially kids, listen to this. The robbers came to him, and with the big axe that he had, he was just cutting down trees to make a little house for himself, a little career. He could have swung the axe and he could have dispersed the robbers that were there. He had the material ability and the physical strength to do so. But what does he do? He takes the axe, puts it down. Just imagine like today, somebody who has something to defend with, a gun. If he had a gun, he would put that down. If he had a sword, he would put that down. And he puts it down on the ground, he crosses his hands like this and stands. And let those robbers beat him. Beat him until he is just about dead. And they leave him for dead. Why did he do it? Because he was afraid of them? He had no ounce of fear of them. He had no ounce of fear at all. What he feared is to go against God's commandments. And he feared to get angry at them and upset at them. That's what he feared the most. And so he was beaten up, where from that moment on, when he was found later on and brought to the city, from that moment on, he was always a hunchback. His back was broken. And he could never straighten up anymore. This was our beloved Saint Seraphim. And what happens? The authorities catch the robbers. And what does Saint Seraphim do? Saint Seraphim doesn't run to the authorities and say, oh, yes, these are the ones that molested me and hurt me. Put them in jail. He didn't say that. My beloved kids, especially little children. Alexei is one of the little children also. You're a child, and so are you. So try to pay attention, please. He didn't ask for revenge for the hurts that he's gotten. On the contrary, when he heard that they were going to put him into jail or persecute him for beating up Saint Seraphim, you know what he did? He went to told the authorities, if you touch those robbers, I'm going to leave the forest of Sarov and they'll never come back. He did not want those robbers to be punished for the hurt that they gave him. And he prayed for them, I'm sure, just like Saint Stephen prayed for the Jews that were stoning them with their stones. And just as the Lord prayed for everybody that crucified him to the Father's asking, and forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they do. That is the spirit of orthodoxy. That is the spirit of truth. That is the spirit of love, and that is the spirit of strength. Not those things that are happening in the world. Not the wrestlers, not all these people that think that they're strong, that they could never withstand the Orthodox service. You take any of those so-called stars of today in the world, make them stand through the length of services. Let them go through the frustration. Let them go through the Andrei Vassayani or the canon of St. Andrew the Great. with all the bowing down they're supposed to be doing. See how they can withstand. I'll guarantee you that they will not be able to withstand it. We are the true athletes. We are the athletes of the Lord. We are the strugglers, the orthodox strugglers. Remember that, little kids especially. Grow up to try to be, to pattern your lives according to saints, not according to the people of the world. Drop those people in the world. They're going to bring you not into heaven, but they're going to bring you into hell. Look for the saints as for examples for you to follow. Look for the Lord. These are the callings that comes out from the heart of the saints. These are the calling the saints that have been calling everybody. And then, truly, as the Lord says it, you will be humble and meek, and then you will find rest. And you truly are going to be at peace. You're not going to have to walk around upright, ready to devour your neighbor and take upon yourself a semblance of the evil one, because that's the duty or the dealings of the evil one. The evil one always wants to devour everybody and put everybody into hell alive. We should not do those things. We should shun those things, run from those things. We should always try to attain that peace and that love and that compassion and long-suffering. All those things, the greatest gifts of the Holy Spirit, which is love, so that through love, then to fulfill God's law is very easy. The words of St. John, the Gospel writer, he says to fulfill God's laws is very easy, but it becomes only easy and only attainable when we have the grace of God. So St. Seraphim tells us to strive, drop everything, the main thing to drive, to strive to acquire the Holy Spirit through which we'll be save and meet those beautiful, beautiful people that are in heaven. Amen. Благословение Господне на вас, чтобы благодать человека любви, всегда мили пресны во веки веков. Аминь.